This is the American Dream, Dustin Rhodes, son of a plumber, daddy, and you're listening to the Bob Culture Podcast.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome into a very official episode of the BCP right now. Very excited to talk to a friend. And this has been a long time coming. Ahead of his appearances at Pro Wrestling Magic in Ridgefield Park, it's going to be the Underdog Show. It's going to be this Sunday, November 14th. Tickets are still available. And his appearance at NFW is going to be November 19th, I believe, at the Monster Factory here in New Jersey. Tickets are available for that as well. Please welcome in one of the best to ever do it here on the Indies, referee DM Stevens. Welcome in, bro. How are you?
Man, you're way too kind. I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm doing good, man. I'm doing good. I'm very grateful to you know, kind of have a year in the business behind the curtain kind of thing and meet all you guys and learn from you. So I'm feeling good, man. The calendar is actually starting to fill up. I know your calendar is pretty full, man. How's things going for you, man? We're coming out of this pandemic era as best we can.
Yeah, I mean, it's really been a weird year, you know, because I stepped away because initially because of pandemic concerns and everything else like that. And as I kind of trickled back into wrestling a little bit, just some really great, unique opportunities. I mean, of course, Pro Wrestling Magic, my home base, really out of New Jersey, Ridgefield Park, a couple other places. You mentioned NFW, another place that's becoming a home for me. Bloodstorm Pro is another place. And I just had my debuts for Hybrid Wrestling and Jersey Championship Wrestling within the last several weeks. So, you know, wrestling's been treat me very well and almost kind of like, man, is this my life right now?
<That's>
to
cool.
Be very honest with you. So, coming out of the pandemic, I mean, before the pandemic, everything was going really well. I was supposed to go out of state, multiple different places, one show in Massachusetts, and I can go on and on. But
wow,
everything worked out the way that it was supposed to. And I'm here where I am and just so grateful for all the opportunities I've been able to be afforded up until this point.
Yeah, man. And you talked about it, you know, you said you're being real careful about the pandemic. I was going to say, I have never seen you without your mask on. So I'm like, is this the right guy? No, I tease, man. But I'm thinking, man, like I've never seen you in person, like at all without the mask on, man. So even when we came on this call, I'm like, I think that's him. Like it's wild, man. It's crazy. Like, I'm so glad that we're getting back to full capacity crowds and all that kind of stuff, man. But the first question I love to ask the officials is this one, because, you know, we have our officials that really kind of stand out and pop. And I mean this in the most respectful way possible. You are so good at not being noticed and being invisible. And I mean that in the best way possible, because there's a philosophy to referees, and some have that philosophy where they do want to pop, and others have that philosophy where they kind of, you know, they're the third person in the dance, but they're going to be in the background because the attention should be on the superstars. And after working camera switching at NFW, I was getting used to like where the referees were. And I even pulled you aside. I'm like, you are so good at this. Like, you make my life easy, man. Tell us, and I mean this, man. Tell us why you're so good at being invisible. And I mean that in the most respectful way.
No, you know what, though? It's funny that you mentioned that. And I usually don't like to name drop when I'm talking about people.
We love name drops.
When doing these conversations. But one of the best compliments I ever got was actually from Adam Cole. When I did the Evolve tryout. Yeah, baby.
There it is.
When I did the Evolve tryout, 2019, he was doing a seminar, you know, at the same time, and of course everyone's gonna be looking at the wrestlers in the ring, and I happened to pull him aside because, fun fact, him and I kind of started when I started in wrestling. I was a wrestler back in 2008 2009.
So, oh, one of those. Okay,
we started kind of around the same time. And the funny thing is, he's like, oh, hey man, how are you doing? It's like, you remember who I am? Like, this was kind of a weird
deal.
That's
awesome. He's a very nice guy. Yeah.
Very, very nice guy. But I said, hey, did you happen to catch anything that I was doing? Anything that you happened to
sure
see that I could do? he said, I got to be honest with you, man. I didn't even realize that you were in there. And he said, I'm sorry. He said, I'm sorry. And I said, no. You gave me the best compliment that I could possibly receive, because, again, like you said, everybody has their own unique styles, and there's nothing wrong for the most part with a lot of how people like to do their shtick. But for me, I like to kind of just keep it straight to the point. A photo from Second Gunny from JCW that came up, like, there's me in the background just kind of looking like, you know, like, I kind of take that kind of influence from like Bryce Remsburg, where it's like, you kind of know where to fit the right moments at the right time.
Yes.
But for me, it's just like, I don't know. Like, I take my greatest influences from people like Bryce, like Mike Chioda, my mentor, like right now in the Indies, Adam Gault, MLW referee, GCW referee, JCW. I don't know. Like, it's funny because I've always dreamt to be a wrestler. At the same time, I'd be counting pinfalls on my bed when I'm like a child. So, nice. I mean, I was always destined to be a referee, I guess. But how did I determine to be so good? One of my first events that I ever did for Ace Pro Wrestling was meant to be as a one-off, because one of my friends who had passed away, one of my best friends, we did they were doing an event in tribute for him, because he was well on his way to be a wrestler, like on a pro level and everything like that. And he unfortunately passed away. So a friend of mine who was organizing the match was like, hey, do you want to wrestle in this match? I just mentally can't do it. But then they ask, would you mind being a referee? I said, sure. I don't mind doing that. Then it turned into reffing that one match to reffing half the card. So, and one of the first things that I was told is, hey, you obviously taught the horseshoe, you know, everybody's looking at the hard cam. If you notice, the referees do the horseshoe, the U shape. There was that. And then just be mindful of the people around you ringside. So ever since then, you know, I want to do my job within the ring first and foremost, but subconsciously I'm looking for the photographers. I'm looking for the roaming cameras. I'm looking for everything, because, you know, at the end of the day, I'm not here to get myself over. The talent, the people who are bringing in the money, those are the money shots that you want. You want those, you know, desperate faces for a submission attempt, or you want that, you know, that pinfall, you know, that great shot. And I don't want to be in the way of those people doing their work, you know, whatever the case may be. I'm, of course, the third person in the ring, or, you know, of course, insert number here, tag match, three-way dance, all that stuff. But my objective is to be, of course, on top of things like a shoot, but to be out of the way so that the people in production can do their jobs too. So that's always been in the forefront of my mind. And a funny story, JCW, there's Xander doing the camera ringside for JCW, and he's trying to get certain shots, and I see him trying to move. I just do a slight pivot, you know, behind me, and he just really didn't even have to move, do much, because, you know, I'm trying to be conscious of that part of it.
Yeah, you
were at home.
You made my job easier, because I was doing camera switching. I think it was the first time, man. And that NFW was an experience in itself. NFW, man. And I think that's when I pulled you aside. And I was like, I appreciate you, bro, like so much. Because I had learned a little bit about I think Ryan T had mentioned to me about the horseshoe. So you already talked about that a bit. That being said, though, man, you do a great job in the ring. And I love how you're like, you know, I target the cameras, I target the photography, not for me, so I can get out of the way and make sure that they get their shots at the superstars and the competitors, man. I love that, man. And then to those listening, I will say this, man, this is one of my biggest critiques, and I'm very new, but just from a camera and production perspective, make sure you guys work those cameras, you know, the superstars. Like I see some really great talent and they kind of just walk by the cameras sometimes. Like, work those cameras, heel, face, you know, find a way to do it, because that's another way to just connect with the fans, man. So I'm glad you brought that up. But I do want to talk about this real quick, man. You do have a big personality. You're a phenomenal dancer, man. Everywhere I see you, there's dancing, man. Basketball, pro wrestling magic, there's always dancing, and you're always involved, man. So you're a big personality. Do you kind of save those moments for when you're outside of the ring, or is this just a way to have fun and warm up, connect with the fans?
I don't know. Like me, I usually now, you know, me usually it's, I don't know. I just feel it. I don't know what it is with pro wrestling magic. And everywhere else you mentioned basketball, just when I'm at a show, no matter what, I'm just in my own realm. If that makes sense. It's yeah. my escape from reality. It's everything else.
Heck
like
yes.
that.
Yeah.
So if that means that great dance music's being played, I'm going to have fun, man. So, you know, between Jimmy Riot and of course, you know, yourself and GoPro production crew dancing so along as well. It's just, why the hell not? Because at the end of the day, for me, at least, it's funny at work, I'll have conversations with residents of the town because I'm a municipal employee for a Department of Public Works.
Okay.
How are you today? Or a part-time job that I have too at a liquor store. It's like, how are you today? I'm alive. It's a great day because I've had too many friends and family of my own that have passed so young. While I'm very guilty of being very contradictory to what I'm about to say, it's
yeah.
life's too short. You got to live it to the best of your ability. And if that means dancing my ass off at a wrestling show amongst peers that are wrestling fans like myself, I just don't give a shit. I'm yeah. just ready to let loose, let go. And everybody else is having fun too. Just the energy doing that kind of stuff is contagious. And even if nobody else is dancing and I'm just feeling it, I don't care. I'm going to do that too. So it's, yeah. It, you know, the dance moves, I don't know where I got my rhythm from. I'm sure my mother, but I like to feel music and all that stuff too. You know what I'm saying? So
sure.
I guess that's where I get it from. A natural instinct, but man, those are just fun. Just so much fun for anybody who's listening or watching. If not for anything else, attend wrestling pro wrestling magic for the dance parties. It's always some of yeah. the most fun that you'll have at a show coming up.
Yeah. Shameless promo. Two shows this weekend, November 13th, Jay George's Red Carpet. That's at Ridgefield Park as well. And then yep. Underdogs with Buddy Matthews. There's going to be a meet and greet with him oh. after the show. So that's going to be so good. Oh, man. Maybe you'll be reffing that match, man. And let's talk about it now. You mentioned Adam Cole. Who are some of the other people that you have had the opportunity to ref or work with in the business or people that you'd want to work with?
You know, I'm just grateful to work anything. You know, Jersey Championship Wrestling is the best example. That was kind of a very circumstantial deal. But over time, I've reffed Snitsky. I've reffed, you know, Tony Atlas. I've reffed Tito Santana. I've reffed Homicide, Chris Dickinson. Daniel Garcia before he's gone on the run of his life.
Yeah.
You know, I've repped so many great talents, Alec Price. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just grateful to have the opportunities. And like, I tweeted something about this, that I got to stand in a ring while MLJ was doing one of his announcements. And that shit was cool. I've been in a ring with Larry Legend doing his announcements. Shane Fair, of course, friend of your show. And just, it's things that people kind of maybe take for granted, but it's just like, wow, I've got to ref that talent. Masha Slamovich is, you know, another one. And I mean, I could name them on and on. Jordan Oliver, Matt Vertigo. I mean, God, so many great talented wrestlers. Jordan Blade and Alley Catch, one of my favorite matches Pro Wrestling Magic's Hot AF. Like,
That match so much.
So good.
She got me
so good.
She got me with some of the stuff in that match. Like I usually see things coming and I definitely, I got fooled a couple times in that match. If we're talking about the same one, it was very good. It was very good.
I got to tell you, there was a moment in, I can't remember if it was the Alley Catch match. Oh no, it was Jordan Blade versus Lady Frost.
Oh, more flips in the morning shift at IHOP. Love Lady Frost.
Oh, my God. So there was a moment in that match. I did a near fall. And, you know, of course, you get that reaction where everybody is just like, oh, you know, for the near fall. I had that reaction of like, ooh, like people were questioning, like, was this really a part of the deal? But to me, that was my moment. Again, I'm supposed to be in the background, but that was just one of those moments like where myself and the athletes got the crowd, like really got them, like,
yeah,
whoa. But no, I mean, I've reffed so many great talents. I've reffed debuts, retirements, championship matches. I mean, geez, I'm just very fortunate to be able to do what I do in the reffing space. As far as talents that I want to ref, I mean, of course, my big goal is AEW. That would be my main goal to ref there. GCW is a one. If AEW is 1A, GCW is 1B.
GCW, give this guy a call. He is so good at what he does. Dude, wear gloves. Obviously, you know, maybe wear a helmet and goggles. But yeah. GCW, come on, give this guy a call. There you go.
From your lips to God's ears. But either way, the potential is all out there. I don't want to really, you know, be like, I want to work with this person, that person. I just want the best opportunities that I could possibly get. And I want to just be able to do what I love to do. You know what I mean? Like, it's a very generic, very bland answer, I guess, because people look like, oh, this person wants this person in particular. I want them all. I want debuts. I want retirements. I want, you know, biggest matches of the year. You know, I just want everything.
I love that answer, man, because, you know, you want the experiences, man. And I get that. I know how much, you know, we do it because we love it, man. I know how wrestling has been there for me during a hard time. And that includes all y'all. Just I've made so many friends in just a couple years time. And everyone has just been like, hey, you want to do this or work here? And I'm just like, who, me? And it's incredible, man. Like, there's this good vibe, man. Like, I love making friends with y'all. A lot of really great people, man. And you talk about doing, I held this up before because you mentioned Vertigo. I'm wearing Vertigo's wristband. Mm-hmm. Shout out to him. But you mentioned kind of getting that reaction from the crowd. I get what you mean, like, because usually I'm on commentary, but I've done like little bits here and there. And I call them bits because I almost like a sketch because I am a terrible actor. I'm way better at this stuff. And I'm a pretty good drummer. If I don't mind saying so myself, that's like my first and foremost. So when I did the thing with Vertigo and Corvus, I didn't know how it was going to go. I didn't know if I was going to smile. I didn't know if like how I was going to feel. And then I did it and I just reacted like I would normally react if someone came up to me and threatened me or whatever it was. And I heard audible gasps from the audience. And I heard a couple chuckles too, because I think they were kind of putting the pieces together. But I was like, oh, this is cool. Like people, like you said, like people are reacting to this. Like,
yeah.
And I get what you're saying, man. So I have to ask you this. You talk about being a wrestler, which a lot of the referees we talk to, that's the story. Obviously not being able or wanting to wrestle that night, being kind of called upon to ref multiple matches. At what point did you say, hey, like this is for me. I'm going to walk away from being an active competitor.
Well, give me one second.
Yeah, no worries.
Could you grab mom's picture for me? Yeah, that one. I just wanted to show this because with certain interviews, I want to bring something different to the table. So
please,
my fiance is while she's doing that. But
congratulations, by the way.
Oh, thank you. We've been together for 13 years. I mean, we're kind of pretty much married at this point.
Love it. Good for you guys.
So here, I want to show you this. This is a picture of my mother, Peggy.
Aw, hi, Peggy.
She is no longer with us, but...
Oh, gosh.
She is the reason why I am a pro wrestling fan and why I am still in this. When I started training as a wrestler, she was concerned. You know, I don't want you to get hurt, this, that. But she was a fan, too, growing up. Her grandmother was a fan. So my mother's favorite was Bruno Sammartino.
Okay.
And when I started training, of course, she was concerned. But once I completed my training, I say that because my first match was about a month into training. And it was a squash match. She and friends and other family came to a show in South River, New Jersey. And sat front row. And every match that I wrestled, even when she was ill with dementia, she was front row. My friend brought her on the Battleship New Jersey. I'll never forget it. And she was front row.
Wow.
So, if she were still here with us, I'm sure she would still be at many of these shows front row. But with that being said, when I stopped wrestling is because, I mean, my mother, when she fell ill, I had to take care of her. When she passed away, obviously I dealt with that, came back to wrestle for a little bit. I wasn't ready because I felt like I lost my biggest support system as far as my family, my mother. And I kind of stepped away from it. So when I ref that one match, which turned into a half a card, I did that for about a year or two. And I stepped away again because I wasn't really ready. At the end of the day, before going to therapy, and again, I'm very much an advocate for mental health and getting help and everything else like that.
So absolutely,
I'm being very transparent and sharing this story.
Appreciate that.
After getting help and everything, or treatments and all that stuff, it's like, I remember the first therapist I went to, she's like, you know, when you talk about this, you really smile and glow and everything else like that. So why don't you just do it? So instead of grieving the support system that I had lost, I said, fuck this. Pardon me. I know you said I could curse, but, I just try not to. But my fiance's laughing at me. So,
that's her job. That's her job.
Then it is. So she... So then I just said, screw this, I'm going head first. And, just a mix of the perfect storm of a bunch of stuff. Here I am, this day. And it wouldn't have happened if it all weren't for her, but my mother at that case. But yeah, man, I mean, just it was a while. It's been a weird journey in wrestling along the way.
Yeah. Beautiful, beautiful story, man. I was going to actually bring up how you got into wrestling. So I'll ask you this one, man. You said you watched with your mom and stuff like that. That's amazing to hear, man. Because I don't think my family gets it, man. When I tell them, they think I joined the circus, which is actually pretty accurate now that I think about it. But who were like your guys? Who were like your superstars and all that?
Well, before I get into that, it's funny because you talk about your family with wrestling and thinking that joining the circus, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Of course, my referee named DM Stevens. DM are my first two legal initials, and my mother's name Peggy. It would kind of be weird if I called myself DM Peggy. Steven was my father's name, even though he never cared for wrestling too much. He always, like my mother, supported my wrestling habit as a child. So my way of keeping his name alive in a way, and of course me sharing my stories about my mother along the way too. I'm sorry, DM Peggy, my fiance's getting a kick out of that one, but wrestlers growing up, you're asking, I'm sorry,
I was gonna say, man, like who, you mentioned watching with your mom and all that, like who were like your guys, like for me, I came in late to the Ruthless Aggression era, like super late. Mysterio is what really caught my eye. Nunes, he loves Brett, that's his guy. Like who were your guys and girls growing up? Who were your favorites?
Okay, so we're mentioning guys and girls. So actually to my right, I have my trio cabinet where the picture came from. On top of the Sherio cabinet, I have two Owen Hart action figures. Once he passed away, the moment that he passed away, I remember putting it in an old cabinet. Oh, my fiance is actually being so kind as to grabbing them for me right now so I can show you.
Thank you.
I didn't even have to ask her. They're a little dusty, so I apologize for the presentation, but these are them.
Whoa, that's epic, man. Owen, like, okay.
The Monday after he had had his tragic accident, I took them out of, they're both him. Different, one's a Hasbro, one's a Bone Cruncher. So,
I saw that Hasbro. That's amazing.
Yeah, right? With the Coco Beware tag team, too. Yeah. Or it was either Coco or Neidhart. Anyway, they all wore the same gear.
Yeah.
But from the Monday after he passed away, I put it in the cabinet at my old house that I lived in. And ever since then, those two figures have always been out and about and proudly displayed. So Owen Hart and Bret Hart were my two favorite wrestlers because they showed me that smaller guys like myself, I mean, I'm 5'6", 180, that we could do it as professional wrestlers. Owen was the more agile guy, which I liked, and Brett was, you know, of course, the excellence of execution, but he was very real. He wasn't the larger than life Hogan or Warrior guy. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was my first sight of. Of course, he had the pink and black attack, but he was very real to me. And Owen, though he was very flamboyant and very aerodynamic, he was very real to me, too, of course, being a heart. So, you know, of course, I love the Kurt Angles and everybody else like that, you know, because I have an amateur wrestling background, too. But those two, the hearts, are always my favorites. There's so many other reasons that I don't want to take too much time up to get into that, but the hearts will always be my favorites, particularly Brett and Owen.
Do you ever get to meet Brett or cross paths with him working or just as a fan?
I met Brett once, actually. A friend of mine was a manager at an FYE at a mall. Oh, I can't remember. It was Willowbrook, actually. Willowbrook Mall, FYE. And it was right when Bret Hart's DVD was coming out. And he texted me and said, "Hey,
whoa.
You know, he's signing at my store. If you want to come by, buy his DVD, get it signed." So one of my best friends and I went down to Willowbrook Mall, got the DVD signed, and just chat with him for a very brief time. It was just so cool. It was one of those very surreal moments. Like, I don't get starstruck often, but of course, being one of the two, my two favorite wrestlers of all time, is like, what do I do? What do I do? What do I say? It was a very surreal experience. And, you know, again, although brief, it's just I get to say that I got to meet one of my heroes in wrestling, you know, and very brief as it may be, that's fine. You know, as the saying goes, right? Don't meet your heroes. So, I mean,
sometimes
the little interaction was completely fine just to say that I did it.
Yeah. That's amazing. It's funny you say that, like the emotion, and because Nunes talks about this on the show all the time, very openly. Like, the first time he met Brett, he walked in the room, got emotional. He walked out of the room. He's like, I can't do it. His friend brought him back in. He met him there. He cried, man. There were hashtag man tears, like we always say here on the show, man. Cause that's how much it meant to him, man. Like, it was emotional. I get it, man. And that's amazing. To hear that he was cool and just a great, great experience, man. Amazing. But I always like to ask like a non-wrestling question, man. You know, we're always wrestling here, obviously big proponents of the music scene as well, here in Jersey, man. Outside of wrestling, man, like obviously you talked about your shoot job and all that kind of stuff, but outside of wrestling, what are you into? Do you play music? Are you into art or in any other creative endeavors? Are you a big sports guy?
So, okay, that's a very loaded question. I'll try to unpack a little bit at a time. I love to play fighting games. So nice. I've competed at Evo a couple of times, East Coast Throwdown a couple of times. I love fighting games. That's one of my jams. Ever since I was a kid, sports games, fighting games have always been a thing. I want to shout out my friend Jeff, who really got me into the fighting game community, and seeing that there really is like a scene like that out there. And ever since then, it's been gangbusters, you know. I love doing that stuff. I haven't done much lately, of course, due to COVID, but I mean, over here I have like my badges for Evo, ECT, all that stuff, so it's just been a lot of fun doing that. Music, I love music. A very generic answer, I love anything. I mean, my fiance could even tell you one of my favorite songs is Kokomo by the Beach Boys, but yet my favorite band is Disturbed.
Nice.
My mom and I's favorite artist, you know, collectively together, was James Taylor. So, I mean, I could listen to a little bit of everything and anything. My dad was a drummer in high school and played in bands. So I've dabbed into drumming too, not too well, but I mean, I got rhythm, but I haven't really taken it too seriously. Other activities, because I've acquired a new computer again through my fiance.
You're blessed.
That I'll be. I really am. She's really very great. She sometimes can't stand my wrestling habits and hobbies and everything else like that. But you know, we've been together for 13 years. And She's been with me through so much. And, you know, the fact that I'm alive still because she hasn't killed me yet.
Wow.
to annoy the shit out of her has been just, I really am very blessed and very lucky.
Aww.
But I'll be getting back into hopefully video editing soon and working on other kind of creative stuff too. So, I mean, you know, what is it? Jack of all trades, master of none. So that's kind of like how I feel at the moment.
Love it, man. What's your top fighting game? MK2, Mortal Kombat. What's your top
Mortal Kombat? Just Mortal Kombat series, period.
The series. Okay.
I just love all Mortal Kombat games. That was the first one that I played as a kid, which, you know, again, bless my mother's heart. Got me Mortal Kombat, the original one for Sega Genesis. And then, of course, MK2, MK3 Ultimate. Then I, you know, 4, Deadly Alliance. I mean, I can go through the whole chronologic order of everything. But that's my main jam. Then, of course, Smash Brothers.
Like, nice.
Anything that I've ever competed in. It's been Mortal Kombat, Smash Brothers. I dabbed in Killer Instinct and I got smoked. And Street Fighter. You know what I mean? So I try to do as much as I love to play them. Of course, I know my limitations. Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom 3 and games like that I cannot play because I get destroyed.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, Mortal Kombat's definitely, and Smash Brothers is my two jams. So that would be it. And my gear bag, actually, I don't know if you've ever seen it. I have the Mortal Kombat symbol.
That's awesome, man.
On my bag. So when anybody says, hey, which one's your bag? The brown bag with this tape and the Mortal Kombat badge. That's it.
That's awesome,
the
man.
Keychain.
That's epic. All right, three rapid fires for you. Your MK, your Mortal Kombat character go-to. Who do you pick?
Sub-Zero.
Oh, love that answer. And it encompasses the whole series. That's amazing. Smash Brothers. Who's your go-to?
Samus.
So that's a great answer too. See, for me, it doesn't encompass all the games, but usually Sheik, Zelda. I like the fast Sheik. That's my go-to. Street Fighter.
I actually only really ever gotten into Street Fighter 5.
Okay.
But Rashid is my main Street Fighter 5. If I've dabbed in anything else, it's usually Ryu or Ken or anything like that. You know, just basic characters really. But Rashid's my main for Street Fighter 5.
That's awesome, man. Last gaming question. Do you collect like the fighting games, or do you collect retro games, or do you just basically collect all the Mortal Kombats or anything like that?
No, actually, I'm opening up a can of worms here, but I have 3 original NESs. I have a Sega Genesis around here somewhere, 2 N64s. I mean, not that it's like purposely collecting it, but it's stuff that I've kept from growing up.
Yeah.
So eventually, whenever I have room and stuff, I would love to display these or play them more. But in the meantime, you know, they're just kind of hanging around. But actively collecting? No, I don't need to get more shit in here.
Yeah, I know that's you see the studio. It's crazy, man. That's awesome.
It's a spectacular studio.
Yeah. Oh, thank you, man. Yeah, nerd haven here. But it's home, man. It's home. We love it. DM, dude, thank you so much for a few minutes of your time, man. I want to be respectful, but I do want to ask you this, man. You're around the business. You've been around the business for a long time. I always ask people this. Coming from a referee perspective, though, I think this should be very interesting. What advice would you have for some of these superstars that are trying to, I guess, connect with the fans? That's a big one. We see a lot of really talented athletes either connect or get heat from the fans. What advice would you have for them from standing in the ring with them, man?
You know, that's very subjective.
Okay.
It's very subjective.
Sure.
Because, you know, a guy like Abs, how he gets over with a crowd is very different as to how Alec Price gets over with the crowd, sure, as to how Darius Carter gets over with the crowd, as how, you know, anybody does. Just my best advice for anybody is just be your authentic self, because the crowd best responds to you being genuine is to being either who you are or what you're trying to present yourself to be, you know, whatever the case may be.
Yeah, I love that.
You know, that's just I can't really go any more granular than that. It's short, sweet, to the point. Just be your most authentic self. And of course, that goes for referees too. you know, I've had conversations with people getting into wrestling, reffing. Crystal, her name is, out of T2T. You know, she, eventually she's going to find her way and do great things for herself. There's Katie out of T2T too. You know, she's growing and doing her own thing and doing great stuff. There's Nick Pierce, another one out of T2T. He's got his own style. Shin, of course, being the master of, you know, being the white tiger among zebras.
That's
and,
it.
You know, he's got his thing and I got my thing, you know, just be your most authentic self. Of course, you're going to want to, you know, of course, mind your P's and Q's and all that's and all that stuff. But, you know, I just genuinely believe in being your most authentic self, but being open and receptive to criticism.
Love that last part. Yeah, man. I'm new. I'm still like a sponge and it's almost like I want criticism, good or bad, man. I just want to learn, man. And I appreciate you saying all that. DM, before we get out of here, man, we're all about that shameless promo here on the BCB. Tell them about the socials. Tell them about some of the events you got coming up. If you got any merch, all that good stuff.
I have no merch. I am one of the people who, and again, shout out to Wes Evitz. Mentioned Love something this. About shirts and all that stuff, but me as of now, I mean, I have ideas, but I'm not so sold on the idea of me selling shirts myself. But that, again, that might change. Let's see, coming up, obviously this Sunday, Pro Wrestling Magic, the Underdogs event with Buddy Matthews and Ace Romero being pretty much the headliner. I'm pretty sure that's the headliner of that show, and so many other great matches. Go check that out. Of course, the J. George event, the 13th, I won't be there, but go check that out. NFW, the 19th, and at the Monster Factory, Invictus Pro Wrestling, Ridgefield Park, New Jersey, the 20th. Bloodstorm Pro at the H2O Center on the 21st. Check me out on Twitter, Instagram, at RefDM Stevens. You can check me out on Twitch there, too, at RefDM Stevens. Once I get things back up and going, I'll either have my podcast up and going again and or streaming games, but I do have a project that I'm working on, so stay tuned for that. I'm not going to give away details of that just yet, but it's going to be a big deal, I feel, and I'll tell you another time privately behind off camera. But anyway,
all good, yeah, bro.
Listen, I appreciate you for having me on. First and foremost, this is a lot of fun, as we had both said to each other privately. Long overdue. I'm glad that I had this opportunity to chat with you here today, share some stories, and just, you know, really have fun talking about wrestling and God knows what else. But anyway, thank you for your support. You, Rob, yourself, for myself and everybody in the independent wrestling scene, it's greatly appreciated. And those who are watching, listening, you know, thank you for supporting not only myself, but of course the talents of independent wrestling. So it's always very much appreciative, and I can't express my gratitude enough.
Very, very well said. GCW, call this man. All right, let's see. Let's go. Guys, we want DM Stevens. Get that hashtag going on Twitter for GCW. Man. Come on, let's do it. All right, man. Bro, thank you so much for a few minutes of your time. Stay safe, continue success, and I'll see you Sunday, my man. Thank you so much, brother.
Hell yeah, looking forward to that. Thank you so much.
Can't wait. Like we always say here on the BCP, everyone stay safe. Stay positive. Take care of each other. We out. Peace.